55.
Peasant in hand. It is a singular, right, Steve? Just one? Did I understand that correctly?
What are you trying to say? Actually, I was wearing dogs, so.
Just saying. Off yesterday to do a little pheasant hunting. You have only one to show for it. I mean, I think I'd be a little disappointed. But anyway, he is back.
I was trying to get a friend's kid their first pheasant. I was working for the. We all got limits. We all got our limits. I was working on getting the kid to get his first bird.
Happy Friday, friends. I'm Scott Hennon.
And I'm Steve Bakken.
And this is What's on Your Mind. It's Friday. That means normal or not survey questions. And we have a few to tackle. We have Trooper Talk next hour. So your questions on anything and everything for a real live North Dakota Highway Patrolman joining us on the program. We can start that debate about, you know, who the worst motorists are, truckers or us, regular folk. That's always an interesting one, or anything else on the rules of the road with the trooper, Sergeant Thomas Iverson, who will join us next hour on the program today.
I will say this one little aside, being driving all over creation, doing a little pheasant hunting yesterday. Oh, my gosh, those roads, they were grease yesterday morning. And I don't think a lot of those crops are going to come off until things are actually frozen, until things freeze up. A lot of sunflowers in the area I was hunting, and farmers I were talking to, that's like, yep, we're waiting for the freeze because we're not going to get them off now.
Well, there's some freeze going on. Temps tonight dipping back in. There's some snow in the forecast. Tell you about that in a little bit. What's on Your Mind brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, first story of the day, and you get to answer whether this is normal or whether this is not. Steve and I are on different sides of this one, so we'll give it to our listeners to decide. 800-228-0550. Get that in your speed dial. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also, from whatsonyourmindradio.com, find our Facebook and Twitter accounts and link up to us there. There is a group at NDSU called Pride Network. It's basically the LGBT faculty and staff group at NDSU. L for lesbian, G for gay, B for bisexual, and T for transgender. Heaven help
alphabet
us.
Soup.
That we have to identify ourselves in such ways. What a sad indictment on the state of things.
I'm
in
a
our country.
Person.
Yeah, exactly. We all are human beings, all unique, and it saddens me that people define themselves by their sexuality and these things. But anyway, it's a whole separate show. Here's the topic of question. NDSU faculty and staff groups have proposed extending tuition breaks for spouses and children of employees to also include same-sex partners. And all that's left now is for the president at NDSU, Dean Bershani, to approve this, and it would extend the tuition benefit policy. It would expand it to add a short list of institutional benefits the school can provide to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender employees and their partners. They can't offer health care because that's banned by North Dakota state law, but what they would do here basically is say, you get a tuition benefit. And so that would mean the tuition discount would include same-sex partners. So, for instance, right now, if you're an employee, say, Steve, of NDSU, and you're married, and you have a wife, okay, or children, they have a benefit in which they get a tuition break, 50% tuition discount. This would expand it to say, okay, you're not married in a North Dakota law, century code kind of a way, but you have a same-sex partner. You can offer that same discount to them. Is that normal or is that nuts?
It's perfectly normal. In the language which you just read, spouse, children, that's a significant other by any other definition. I would say fine with that. They should be allowed the same rights and in this case, restitution as everybody else.
All right, I think it's nuts for two reasons. One, North Dakota. In other words, NDSU wants to have a definition of spouse different than North Dakota law. And for the same reason they're not offering health care benefits, they ought not be able to offer tuition discounts. It's nuts for the second reason, that this is part of the reason that NDSU is in some financial trouble. And also, this is taxpayer money. Pride Network deciding that, hey, this is a good way to spend our money. And that's why I think it's nuts. So who's right? You tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We briefly mentioned this yesterday, but a Fargo mom is in jail because she does not want her parents to have unsupervised visitation with her 7-year-old daughter. Judge Herman in the Cass County District Court put this woman in jail. And do you think this is normal or nuts? Now,
jail, or the fact that she is standing up as a mom saying that she feels her children are endangered. So guess what? I'm a mom. It's my right to watch out for my children. It's my duty to watch out for my children.
Now,
that's perfectly normal.
We should add that the North Dakota Attorney General's investigation has been obtained by WDAY 6 News in this story. And there are allegations of sexual abuse being leveled against an adult male family member. So obviously, when this mom says, I'm worried about my 7-year-old daughter having unsupervised visitation with my parents. So it's the biological mother of a 7-year-old daughter whose biological parents, she does not want to have unsupervised provision. Now, I'm going to say that because she's in contempt of court, all right, the judge in this case, this Cass County District Judge Doug Herman, has jailed her on the contempt charge. And the contempt is that she's right now legally bound, evidently, to allow the children. I think it's actually what the judge is doing is normal.
No. My question, though, is why is she legally bound? If she's a parent, last time I checked, parents are the ones that are supposed to make decisions for their kids, right? Protect their kids, nurture their kids.
I agree.
How
with
far
that,
down that nanny state road do you want to go?
I believe, by the way, mama bear instincts here probably ought to be adhered to. However, you can't be in contempt of court. So I'm just saying, from a basic rule of law standpoint, the judge evidently does not have enough evidence that there is a real threat, and so she's defying that. She's also in jail because she could bail out, but she doesn't have the money to bail out. So part of the reason she's still in jail. Still in jail over this. Last one today, and then we'll go to your calls and let you even submit a few others if you'd like. Macy's is joining Black Friday creep. For the first time ever, Macy's is going to open on Thanksgiving. Now, this has gotten to be this arms race where we'll open at 7 a.m. on Black Friday. No, 5 a.m. Well, I'll do you one better. We're going to go 3 a.m. And last year it actually creeped into Thanksgiving. Now Macy's is joining the parade, no pun intended, 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving, 8 p.m. They're going to open up. Is that normal or nuts?
Well, Macy's business model, who's going to be around to watch the parade? They want everybody shopping.
It's much earlier in the day. I think the parade will still do okay. That's turkey time. But
no, this is a holiday. This is Thanksgiving is a holiday. It's a recognized holiday. It's a family time. A lot of people have to go to work at midnight or whenever nuts. Their employer says that. It is nuts.
It's nuts.
It is
all
insanely
right.
Nuts to pull families apart like that.
On that we agree. All right, let's get to the calls. Clay in Minot, first one to go. Normal or nuts on the NDSU same-sex marriage benefit. What say you, Clay?
Well, I say we already voted on this to have the same-sex marriage defined as a man and a woman in the state already. So I don't think that this even should be even put on any sort of table to even up in arms to debate over. I think we already finalized it for the citizens of North Dakota.
All right. Clay is with me. Way to go, Clay. It's nuts. We're starting the countdown here, folks, so we'll keep a tally. Appreciate the call. Ken Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I think it's nuts on the subsidizing with public money, the LGBT. It's clearly unnatural behavior, and it's, as it says in the Bible, and to encourage that with public money, I think, is nuts.
All right, Clay, here, let me ask you another question. Should any family or spouses get a break from tuition that the rest of us don't receive just because they work at NDSU or any other school Sorry, Ken.
I don't think I'm in a position to say one way or the other, but I can tell you that LGBT should not.
Well, then nobody should.
Why?
Well, I mean, again, that's a decision that the university should make if it's a normal marriage.
I think the reason they have the benefit is to be competitive, right? So it's sort of a deal where if you're competing against another school for a faculty member, then they weigh the benefits, and if my family member, son or daughter, But again, to me, the basic question here is should this benefit be able to define things differently than the state of North Dakota does? And that's where it seems to, that. And again, the fact this is taxpayer money and the financial, I don't think it's a good idea. You tell me what you think. Steve and I on different sides of a couple of these today. 800-228-0550. Thanks, Ken. More of your calls after this on What's on Your Mind Friday, Normal or Not Survey.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's fall. That means it's time to put down the rake. I know it's hard. And head to Max Hardware for our annual fall sale. Get the proven protection of Carhartt. Spend $100 and get a $15 Max gift card. Laugh at cold mornings with our 12-foot booster cables priced at just $6.99. And a DeWalt ankle grinder? It's yours for $45.99. Stop in and see all of our fall specials. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Think the benefit should be offered, and just for a couple reasons. It's tax dollars. I mean, it's just like abortion. If I don't agree with abortion, why should my tax dollars be used for abortion? And it's the same with this, whether it's personal reasons, maybe religious reasons, whatever. Then tell them to go get a job in the private sector that provides that benefit. They're public employees. They're paid with public money. So if we don't agree, like myself or anybody else, that whatever their lifestyle is, that's their business. What they do in their bedroom is their business. What people do in that lifestyle is their business, just like it is with mine. But if I don't agree with it, tax dollars shouldn't be spent on it. Thank you.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennen. Don't forget, coming up at 10 o'clock, Trooper Talk in the 10 o'clock hour, and level playing field. That's all I have to say. The one question I would have is whether or not that is part of the budget. You know, the Board of Higher Education, the government, the state of North Dakota sets that funding. Is that built in as part of the budget for NDSU? If it is, then it should be offered to everybody, I think. Is that normal or nuts? Level playing field. Brad in Grand Forks, what do you think? What's on your mind today?
Hey, Steve. Here's the thing. There's a couple of different issues that are going on here. First of all, when we say, well, as a taxpayer, if I don't believe in this, we shouldn't use taxpayers' dollars to pay for it or whatever, we can't really use that argument, because if I'm an anarchist and I don't believe in police forces, then my tax dollars shouldn't be used to pay the police, which is just silly. But at the same time, when you start looking at gay marriage and all this kind of stuff and offering benefits to gay marriage, I think one of the issues is that the Christian community has made the mistake of turning this into a moral issue. And it's not. As a Christian, I believe personally that it's wrong. However, as a government, why do we subsidize marriage? The reason the government subsidizes marriage is because as a man and a woman, I can produce offspring. I can produce a child, which will then grow up to become another taxpayer, which then benefits society by paying taxes and working and inventing and all of
these kinds
of things.
It's an investment. It's an investment, Brad.
Right. As a homosexual couple, they cannot produce the same things that I can produce. Therefore, they should not have the same benefits. It's not a moral issue. I think it's wrong or an emotional thing. It's simply a matter of why does the government subsidize marriage? As a heterosexual couple, I can produce something that a homosexual couple cannot. Same thing at my job. If I can produce, I have a Class A driver's license with Anchor, hazmat, and doubles and triples endorsement. That means I can drive vehicles that other people that work for us cannot. Therefore, I get paid more than what they get paid. I receive other benefits that they do not receive because they cannot produce what I can produce. And so this is not a moral issue. It's not a Christian issue. It's not a God says, the Bible says. It is simply a matter of the government subsidizes marriage because they produce children who grow up to be taxpayers, and homosexual couples, no matter how hard they try, cannot produce what I can produce as a heterosexual couple. And it's nothing against them. I think they're great, but whatever. That's how it is.
So it's not a worthy investment of the taxpayers on what you believe the ultimate outcome ought to be. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate the call. And by the way, it's 4-0, Steve, in case you're keeping track. Jerry Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. On a normal or nuts Friday, and by the way, if this topic doesn't float your boat, so to speak, we have others on our Facebook page, and welcome your comments on any and everything today on this Friday. Anything goes. Hello, Jerry. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, good morning, guys. I have to agree with a lot of the callers earlier, but I do have one thing. As you know, I don't have a child going to NDSU, but I'd be really upset to find out that I'm paying $20,000 to $27,000 a year to send my kid there, and then find out that some guy wants to be able to go there for 10 or 12 because he's, you know, somebody's partner. I think the discount is a little extreme just in itself, but if it was in Minnesota and the couples were legally recognized, there wouldn't be any argument. They'd be getting the benefit. But North Dakota does not legally recognize that group. Like the last caller said, it's not a moral issue, it's a legal issue. And right now, North Dakota does not legalize same-sex partners. So, and then another thing, too, on that woman with her kid, that's like, you know, everybody says the parents should be responsible for the child's behavior. Well, clearly somebody says, no, the government should be responsible for your child's behavior, because, you know, otherwise, why would this woman be in trouble for not letting her kid spend time with her grandparents if she suspects abuse? It's asinine.
Well, you lost me, though, Jerry. I mean, in other words, which parents ought to be responsible? You're saying the 34-year-old mom not wanting her 7-year-old daughter to be with her parents is just being responsible? You're saying she's on the right side of this one?
Yeah. I mean, if she suspects abuse from a family member, but she doesn't know who it is, she should have every right to say, no, you are not spending time alone with my child.
Yeah, that's what's the head scratcher for me.
Who the culprit is?
The judge must know that, right? I mean, in other words, she's in jail on a contempt charge. So she's in contempt of court because obviously there's a court order that says she ought to let her daughter go see her, you know, her parents, their grandparents, obviously, right? Because that must be the contempt charge. So I don't know why the judge wouldn't consider exactly what you're saying, because I sympathize with the mom. On the other hand, the only reason I said it's normal she's in jail is contempt's contempt, right? A judge can decide.
In Florida, the sheriff wants to charge the parents for those two girls that were bullying that one girl that killed herself. Well, now, where do you draw the line? How much control are the parents supposed to have?
I'm actually with that judge. I wish it was the law. Jerry, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's go next to Sue in Bismarck. You're on What's on Your Mind. Sue, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering. Now, you talk about them being a couple and they're not legally married. So then what would it be to stop just a young man and a young woman decide they're going to just live together, and then because they're a couple, they could say they're a couple and they could get a discounting tuition?
It's a great question, Sue. In other words, how do they police this, if you will? I mean, and again, I go back to two reasons for being against this. And one is on the fact that tuition waivers already are a problem in North Dakota, and they're administered differently by all the. It's one of the reasons Ham Shavani got in hot water, because he dared to question how the campuses do this, right? A little too much control, and this could spiral out of control in a hurry.
It could. They could just, a young couple could say, yeah, we're a couple, and we're living together, just like a homosexual or a gay couple, and I'm not. Like the last caller said, if they were legally married in Minnesota or whatever, but they're not in North Dakota. So just a young couple could say, yeah, we're a couple, so therefore I want to cut in tuition.
Sue, thanks for the phone call. When we come back from the break, Bert in Fargo and Steve in Bismarck will get back to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right. 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room. And you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment of the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give him a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Walling, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Beep. This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Let's see, are you keeping track of the Normal and Nuts ledger there, Steve?
No, but I'm sure you will.
You're getting pounded.
You know what, I don't care, level playing field.
What do you mean by level playing field?
You know what, level playing field.
You've repeated that about 20 times, and I keep scratching my head every time by what that's supposed to mean.
If you're an employee of NDSU, and that's afforded to you in the contract, I don't care if you're gay, straight, transgendered, whatever, that contract should cover. You should have those same benefits as anybody else. Now,
what if I just say that you and I are roommates, but I'm going to say you're my partner so I can get a 50% tuition discount?
Does one of us work at NDSU?
Yeah.
Okay. Then.
I mean, in other words, that was Susan's point.
See, here's the part, though. It's when they determine it as a spouse. To me, spouse is a long-term committed relationship, not a relationship of convenience just so you can get cheap tuition. If somebody's in a long-term committed relationship, then they should be afforded those rights under that contract. Now, is it in the budget, and this is the question I don't have an answer to, is it in the budget for NDSU when they're paying their employees to have some degree of a tuition waiver or discount for all of their employees? Or if you're an employee, then you should have that.
The challenge so far,
put this way.
Six say it's nuts, none say it's normal.
The level playing field, Scott, the level playing field is, gee, with Obamacare, shouldn't we all be in or all be out? It's one set of rules for everybody. This is the same thing. One set of rules for everybody.
Yeah, but again, who defines the rules? The rules right now in North Dakota say a marriage is between a man and a woman. So all of a sudden, this Pride Network gets to redefine what a partnership is, what a marriage is. That's where, you know, a level playing field. Who's the ref? That's my question. The others include this woman in jail for not allowing her parents to see her 7-year-old daughter. Because of the concerns of abuse. Judge has her in jail on contempt charges. Still in jail, by the way. Is that normal or nuts? And the Macy's says, yep, we're going to open on Thanksgiving for the first time ever, 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving. The new announcement from Macy's yesterday. Normal or nuts? You tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's get back to the phones. Bert and Fargo, you're next. Hello, Bert.
Yeah, gentlemen, hey, just a real quick prediction. In the looking at the current state of the Republican Party and 2016, after 2 years of Obamacare, Jesse Ventura is going to be a very serious contender for President of the United States. And I'm not joking, and you know what? And I'm all for Ted Nugent for for Secretary of State. And so I'll hang up and, hey, I'd like to hear some feedback on that.
I might vote for Ted for president. I don't know about Jesse. I was a Jesse supporter when he was the governor of Minnesota. The problem was he was stuck in the middle, and being a third party, he couldn't do anything. He couldn't get support from either side. I don't think he was a bad governor for Minnesota, but I might. Go ahead, Bert.
I have to admit, one of the funniest things I've ever seen was watching David Letterman one night, and you know, this was when Jesse was governor of Minnesota, and he said, "Well, Jesse Ventura, the governor of Minnesota, and here's a picture." Threw up a picture of Jesse, you know, in his pro wrestling days with
boa.
The pink feathers and the boa and all. But you know what? I've been listening to this guy on some programs, and you know what? He is telling it exactly like it is. Well, I'll tell you what. Another guy that I really admire, Mark Levin. I mean, man, that guy is so passionate and. I think things are going to get so crazy in 2016 because, you know what, people have just had it. And like I was listening to, Mark Levin on your station, yesterday, you know, when he was saying, as he was saying that, you know what, people are getting so PO'd. And you know what? We have all the chance in the world to come into our own here. And I believe it's going to happen. I see a very bright future for the conservative movement in this country. Have a super day.
Thanks
for the phone call, Bert.
We are gonna add you to the normal or nuts list on the Jesse Ventura prediction. With all due respect, go nuts. I'm with Steve on Ted News.
The only problem is he wasn't a bad governor when he's governor, but I think too many concussions may have caught up to him because now he's a tin hat wearer. He wears aluminum foil hats, let's go back to the phone. Steve in Bismarck. Steve, what's on your mind today? Jesse Ventura or not?
That's a tough act to follow, that call, but. I will throw this out that being as we're going to extend benefits for non-legitimate or legally recognized relationships, then we probably should go as far as saying, men that are married to multiple women, all those women should probably get a discount. Or in Europe, something that's arisen is polyamorism. And so, marriages or social relationship where there's maybe three men and two women or, you know, whatever, as a family, as a nuclear family unit, in sexual congress with each other, or in the case that maybe you have an unmarried homosexual male who has a harem. I mean, why stop?
Now, Steve, some people would think that is nuts, right? That you're just going out with all these different crazy scenarios. But I would say, given the fact that even this Pride Network committee is part of the LGBT faculty and staff group, would prove your point. In other words, is this a slippery slope? Well, let's say we started out with lesbian, then we got to gay, then we got to bisexual, then we got to transgender. So, I mean, we might as well keep that alphabet soup going. I agree with you.
How can you draw the line on anybody once you open this up to everybody?
That's why I think it's real simple. North Dakota has a definition of a marriage, and this is a state taxpayer-funded institution. Keep the definition the same. Steve, appreciate your call. Thanks. Let's go to John in Fargo. Next, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys, he said it really well right there, but I just wanted to add to that a little bit. When you talk about the level playing field, I think that's a completely false premise and a false equivalent. Everyone operates on a level playing field. Every man has equal access to marrying one woman. Every woman has equal access to marrying one man. If they choose not to employ that option, that doesn't mean they've been discriminated against. They're trying to draw false equivalents and say, my option is slightly different from yours, but unless you give me this different option, option C, then I'm not being treated equally. Equal access already exists under the law and under the definition of marriage.
John, I'd like to see where the contract, though, I would like to see that employee contract in NDSU and see if that is afforded part of their budget, though. And because if it's not, But a straight couple's getting those benefits, then aren't you in conflict with the contract for employment with NDSU, with their union?
I would say the contract for employment is in conflict with the law. I think that would be the question at that point.
Exactly. And that's the question I'd like to see answered. This could stir up a whole lot of stuff.
Sounds like it's going to. I just don't like the equal access and equality, and that's been touted throughout this entire debate. Everyone has equal access to marriage. They just may not like what marriage is. They want it to be something that it's not. That doesn't mean they're being treated unequally. That means they want to redefine the terms of the game.
Well, see, I'll agree with you on that. And marriage is marriage is marriage is marriage is marriage. If you don't like what that is, then call it something else if you want to make up something else. But marriage should be marriage. John, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Dan and Streeter. Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Steve, I got you back on this one. To me, it doesn't really matter. I think that basically it shouldn't be an option. They have to pay like everybody else. I mean, why should NDSU faculty and staff get special treatment? They get paid. I get paid. If I want to go to school there, I have to pay the fare. So.
No. So wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're taking Steve's level playing field comment to a different thing. You're saying. You're saying nobody should get it, the benefit.
Yeah. I mean, but they're getting paid. They get a paycheck. I get a paycheck. Why should they get something special than I do?
Yeah, I think this is fairly common in the academic world as a benefit, right? That, and so it's a recruiting tool, and I guess that's a whole separate argument.
Paying more money,
you say.
Being cut out and exemptions, I mean.
It's like health care benefit. It's like having a vehicle benefit. It's any other benefit. It's an incentive. I want to know if it's in that contract, and if it is, then it should be there for everybody. They're getting paid. You're right.
Well,
they're getting paid.
Everybody is what? Everybody, as in I can say that. Oh, I live with Steve, so I want him to get it. I mean, that's the danger there. Dan, appreciate the call. Others waiting at 800-228-0550. Normal or not, spotty. These topics.
You're going to mark Dan down for me, by the way, right?
I guess I can. I'm not sure he's answering the question on whether or not it'd be expanded. He wants the whole rule changed.
Just give me one.
I'll give you one.
Just give me
one. It's a blowout now, anyway. Trooper talk next hour, by the way. North Dakota Highway Patrol Sergeant Thomas Iverson will be here to answer any and all your questions about the rules of the road. So stay tuned for that. We're looking forward to that coming up next hour. Joe Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Joe.
Say, good show again. I don't know how much longer I can turn the radio on and listen to you guys every day. It's just getting crazier and crazier out there.
Don't leave us.
The rule is defined in North Dakota, so it should be dropped right there. But then, I guess I went to college 20-plus years ago, and if I had to go back to college today and this was in place, hey, I could be gay for 5 days a week and take 10,000-15,000 and look at our government. We can be anything we want, and I think people are saying enough is enough. If there's a handout, they're going to take it, and our government's doing it, so why shouldn't John Doe do it? And it's like a reverse psychology game.
And by the way, if you don't think this happens, it does. I had a buddy, a high school buddy, that went to work for Harcourt Brace and Jovanovich, big publisher in New York, right out of college. And he lived with another high school buddy of ours. And of course, they were both straight, both now married. And of course, this company had the moving benefits for same-sex partners. They said, yeah, well, we live together and we're same-sex partners. So he's exactly right. And that's the third reason in my mind to be against this. One is state law defines marriage differently. Two, tuition waivers and the expense of this being taxpayer money says it's a bad idea. And third, you know it's going to be abused. So, Joe, thanks for piling on along with me on Steve here. Appreciate it very much. Dave and Tioga, Jim and Bismarck, two Jims in Bismarck, and we'll get to all of your calls when we continue on a Normal or Nuts Friday with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Call us.
Steve Bach and Scott Hanna want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What's in your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenge of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. More of your phone calls. I do have an email from Larry we need to get in here. Larry says, if I love my heifer, can the heifer get half-price tuition? Well, yes, Larry, your heifer should get half-price tuition, but that only works at NDSU and only if she goes out for cheerleading.
Ooh, Steve Bakken, send your cards and letters, ladies and gentlemen. B-A-K-K-E-N.
So I just couldn't resist. Thank you, Larry, for the email.
Yeah.
Well, that's why there's turf at the Fargo Dome.
I'm going to switch to the temperatures here. and tell folks how we're looking around the region before we get back to the calls. At this hour in Bismarck at our K-Fire 550 studios, 38 degrees and scattered clouds. Minot 37. Fargo, overcast humidity and, overcast and 34, 85% humidity. I don't know why you needed to know that, but you do now. What did I say? Minot is at 37, Williston 39, Tioga 34, Sydney 34, Miles City 36, Lemon, South Dakota 36, Aberdeen 29, and partly cloudy this hour. Back to the calls. Who's next?
Well, let's go to Jim in Bismarck. Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, say I was listening about your tuition waivers. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, I'm sure you do, but faculty members of any of the North Dakota colleges, their sons, daughters, and spouses get to attend a North Dakota college or take classes for a very reduced cost.
And that's part of their contract. That's part of the incentive for them to work there, correct?
Well, but why not open that up to other public employees? You know, we all work for the state, too. School teachers work for the state if they get their money from foundation aid.
That's a valid point.
Oh, I don't know that it is. I think the idea is to recruit, you know, use it as a recruiting tool for faculty. Now, it's different to say, oh, let's open up to all state employees because we're talking about dollars and cents here.
So they're recruiting the faculty. It's nice to know that they're trying to get good faculty members. But, do you think it's fair then that their children attend university at a free cost when everybody else's tuitions keep going up?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure it is, but I'm saying it's part of, the arms race, if you will, in academia. That's if you're sitting there weighing, hey, do I go to NDSU, do I go to U of M, do I go to University of North Dakota, or, another school, you look at their benefits, so that's why they're there. I just don't like the idea of mission creep. In this case, now we're going to take taxpayer dollars and say, well, we're going to define marriage as something different than the state does, so let's offer it up to same-sex partners. That's my beef here. And partly it's my beef because tuition waivers already cost too much. And it's a big line on them and aren't necessarily uniform across the state. And you've just suggested expanding it further. So that's why.
Well, get rid of them for everybody.
Differ in your opinion.
Yeah. Get rid of them for everybody because if at DSU or any other school is such a good value, you know what? You're going to have a great education. You're going to want to pay that premium.
You wouldn't have an argument for me on that, but I'm sure you would from folks that go out there and try and recruit folks. But I it's a different question entirely than whether they ought to expand it to same-sex couples. But interesting discussion nonetheless. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. David Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to stand up for the little girl that's being abused. Her mother was 7 years old once, and she knows something. I can't believe that judge would take that little girl's only protection and put her in jail. That's just unbelievable to me. If you were 7 years old and your mom left you with an African lion and he ripped your guts out and then now your little girl's seven and the judge is saying, now you leave your little girl with an African lion, the same African lion that ripped your guts out, would you do it? And no, I mean, judges are telling us we can't discipline our children and now they're telling us we can't protect them. That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, and like
too much of a nanny state.
The only reason I think it's normal is because there's obviously a contempt charge, and you got to have the rule of law. But I'm wondering why the judge is discounting this information that evidently is there from this investigation that there has been abuse in the family. They aren't saying who, right? This is a male family member, adult male family member. But you sure got to connect those dots that a mom, 30-something mom here, is saying, no, I don't want my 7-year-old daughter to have unsupervised, supervision with the grandparents. But obviously the grandparents have a court order that she's ignoring, which is why she's in jail. So I only say it's normal and that contempt is contempt, right? But I think it's nuts. I'll go with you on that, Steve, and with Dave, too, the idea that this mom can't protect her 7-year-old daughter.
Dave, thanks for the phone call. Let's get one more quick call in here, about 30 seconds. Rick, on India Shoe, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, so I think that it's nuts. Well, I... would have another stop it up and say, yeah, this is my girlfriend, my significant other girlfriend. I think that she should get the break, too. I mean, where do you draw the line? I think that's a marriage certificate should be required to get that. Just my feeling. Well, hang up and listen to you guys.
So no same sex, no. You know what? It's taxpayers'
dollars. You're losing really bad, Steve. That's just only
hands up.
Only way to
studio.
12-1, I think, on the nuts versus normal on this. Thanks, folks. Appreciate it very much.
How many pheasants have you shot yet this year, Scott?
Oh, goose egg. Sorry.
Oh, okay. There we
chat
go.
Chat with the trooper. Trooper talk coming up. Sergeant Thomas Iverson, North Carolina Highway Patrol, takes your questions next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.